We're up to the Ramah in Sif Dalid. As I mentioned last week, Sif Beis, Gimel, Dalid, Hei, Vav are the Seifim which talk about Chatzitzas in the hair. Sif Beis, Gimel, and Dalid seemed very simple. It was very disarming that we had such simple things. Basic rule of Chatzitzas in the hair. And then the Ramah comes along and Sif Dalid and throws a monkey wrench in the whole Seyda Hadvarim. Because we learned in Sif Beis Gimel and Dalid that things that are tied on the hair are a chatzitza, and things that are loose are not. The Mechaber in Sif Dalid, Sechute Seyar Enam Chaytzitzim, if you have, instead of a ribbon, someone uses strings of hair, to tie up the hair. So he said it's not a chatzitza, and the Taz said because it's loose. Something loose around the hair is not a chatzitza. So what's going on here with the Ramah and Sif Dalid? The Ramah says, "Imhayu musava is chaytzitzin," that if these strings that are around the hair are made of gold, then they're a chatzitza. De makpedas aleihem shleiti tanfeim. Now those words need a hesber. Makpedas aleihem, she's makpid on the gold, then it shouldn't get dirty. The same thing, if her hair is wrapped with something that's itself dirty, there's a different makpedah. She doesn't want it in her hair because the water is going to get dirty when she's tayvel. If she has a dirty ribbon that's tying her hair and she's tayvel, the water is going to get dirty, and that makes it into a chatzitza. So the question here is what the Hezber is in this Chumas HaRamah of Imhayu Musava Ischaitzitzin. So I mentioned to you last week that this all depends on a Machlaikis Rashi and his Rebbeim. Rashi and Rabbi Sof Shol Rashi in the Gemara, which says this basic idea that something you're makbid on is Chaitzitz. The Pischei Tshuva Dalid brings it by Rikhus. Let me explain it to you. Outside, and then we'll see at least the kids are his lashon. When the Gemara says in a very brief Gemara that something that a woman is makbid on is chaitzitz, it says shani hasam and vayseva kiditanfom, when it gets dirty. What does that mean? So there's a machlaikis Rabbi Sof Shol Rashi and Rashi what this new chumra is. Rashi's Rebbeim held that there's a gezeira refuya otu eina refuya. If you have something that's in the hair and it's loose, water can get through. We still are makbid kiilu it's a chatzitza. A gezeira refuya otu eina refuya. Something that's loose otu a gezeira that if it will be tight, it will be a chatzitza. So even if it's loose, it's a chatzitza. This is the chumra of Rabbi Sof Shol Rashi. Rashi himself says a different shat, which the Drisha explains. Rashi holds a totally different idea. Rashi holds that when a woman is teveles with a gold string, a gold strand in her hair, and she doesn't want the gold to get wet, so we make a gezeira, she won't tevel well. She's going to go in quick and out quick. She's not going to want it to get wet. The same thing if the ribbon is dirty. She doesn't want to dirty the mikveh. So even if it's loose and it's not really a chatzitza, we're afraid that when she goes in and comes out, that she'll do it quickly. And therefore we make a gzeir. Now, there's a tremendous difference between Rabbi Sof Shol Rashi and Rashi. Like Rabbi Sof Shol Rashi, this is a broad gzeirah, that even things that are chaitzitz, that are loose, are a problem, a gzeira atu, they won't be loose. According to Rashi himself, though, it's a limited gzeira. It's a gzeira at the times a woman is going to tevel quickly. So there's a machlaikis, what the kavana of the Torah. This Ramah is a Torah. The Beis Yosef learns pshat in the Torah like Rabbi Sof Shol Rashi, which presumably means that if the Ramah is going with this pshat, he's going with the shita of the Rebbeim of Rashi. And the Prisha and Drisha hold that no, the Torah and the Ramah are going with the sheet of Rashi himself. So here, what? According to the Rabbi Yosef Shel Rashi, it has nothing to do with being gold. Even if it would be made out of something, a seyer, it would be the same thing. It seems to be a problem, though, in the Lashon and the Ramah. Okay, so we have to understand. Good. So the, what? Well, no, Rabbi Yosef says pshat in the Torah that way, but he's not paskening that way. The question is what the Kavanas HaRamah is. That's the question. The Mechaber doesn't hold from this whole thing, no matter what. Now, there are a number of kashis on Rabbi Yosef Shel Rashi. That is, on saying the Ramah means to be guys a refuya atein a refuya. In Simin, the main kashis, in Simin Sif Memvav, we are going to learn that if a woman toivels in her clothing, if she toivels wearing loose clothing, that it's a good tefillah. It's a good tefillah. Sometimes a woman is traveling. She's going out to the ocean, use the ocean as a mikveh. She doesn't want to go there totally undressed. So to wear tight clothing is a problem. She'll put on loose clothing. She'll wear a robe or a nightgown and go into the water and be toivel that way. So Shulchan Aruch says that it's okay. A tefillah with begadim refuyim is good. So that, and the Ramah doesn't argue. So we see we don't paskin like Rabbi Yosef Shel Rashi. So Frank the Sidrei Tara and the Levush Yisra, they say, how could you learn pshat in the Ramah that he's passing like Rabbi Yosef Shel Rashi? But it does the shtim with Sif Mem Vav, where a woman could travel with loose clothing. So, but let's make a gzeira there, refuya atein refuya. Let's make a gzeira that when she's traveling, going to the ocean, one day she'll go, instead of going with loose clothing, she'll wear tight clothing. That's the question. Only by hair alone? Why only by hair? What's a svara?
It's, you know, hair, it's not body. It's the edge of your body. It's very,
Yeah, so it says something, let's see. It says such a lashon here in the four lines on the bottom in the Pesachei Tshuva. So we'll see in a second. Let me just tell you what the Sidrei Tara answers, because the Sidrei Tara is most likely la halacha. The question had a pask. We don't have a Mishnah Brura on Hilchos Nida. The Sidrei Tara.
Svarim
would not be makbid at all. The Sidrei Tara says that we paskin like Rabbi Yosef Shel Rashi, that we're guys a refuya at ain a refuya, but only on things that she's makpedes on. Things that is a kpeda, if it would be tight, it would be a kpeda, which means to say, we're guys on a loose thing, onto something that's not loose. But it has to be that when it's not loose, it's a chatzitza deraisa. If even when it's not loose, it's not a real chatzitza, she's not makpedes. We're not going to make a zeris. So we are going to refuya atein a refuya, but only by things that when they're tight, she would be makpedes. Things that if they be tight, she would be makpid. In Sif Memvav, when you have a woman toveling in clothing, now it's true, most women are makpid on most of their clothing, that they wouldn't go into the ocean with it. They wouldn't go into the water with their gowns. But he says Sif Memvav is talking about a woman who goes with clothing she'ena makpedes. She starts, she's going out to the ocean, to Tevel. So she's taking cheap clothing, junky clothing, to go in Tevel. So Sidrei Tara says Sif Memvav is talking dafka b'kai gavna, that she's Teveling with the type of clothing which even if it was tight would be a drabana, would be ena makpedes. So there, when that guy is a refuya at ena refuya. My she'en kein, by something that a woman is not makbid. I'll tell you, a woman would be makbid. Well, guys, a refuya ata ein a refuya. Now, here you have a long pesachei tshuva on the topic. It's just not so much b'tei she'yasa to go through. I should mention, for those of you who do go through it, in the third line, in our prints, It says deriv im makbid chaitzitz. It's a printer's error. It should say deriv oy makbid chaitzitz. I mean, you learn it, you'll see. But if you have a shulchan aruch, you should correct it. Deriv oy makbid chaitzitz. There's a very big nafkamina there in learning the pischei tshuva. The pischei tshuva brings the sidri tara at the end. At the end of this pischei tshuva sivkat and dalit. And Shuvri Isi B'Sidri Tara. You see, it's about on the next page. It's about the 10th line or 11th line. There's a period, and then it says Shuvri Isi B'Sidri Tara Sifkat and Yud Gimel Herich Gamkein B'Zeh B'Sham Hikshe Gamkein B'Hil Hadis Sif Mem Vav Hanal. Says he also asks from Sif Mem Vav. Who's Ali Hisker? The Sham Havaruba. He's not talking there where the clothing is rive of the guf. Rak to Hasham have a makbid. He asked that by clothing most women are makbid. Vitiris the Ashlaim the Mary, Vibagadim Aguruim Upchusim Doi Kapti Aleim Ayin Sham. So this is the Pisad Sidre Tara. He says we are guys of Rafuya Atein Rafuya. But only by the type of thing when it's tight that you would be makbid. Type of thing which it's not, so it's nothing to do with rive. And the Pisad Shuvah asks on the Sidre Tara, why not be guys of Alts rive? Which is the cloud not shkia, so it's not such a kasha.
Isn't it Rashma that Moshe doesn't pass him like the Rabosa of Rashi in the case of where there's a Baal Tshuva and the parents weren't keeping Taras Mishpacha, but somehow they were in the
mix? That Tshuva is probably talking on a Daraisa level. Ramesh has a famous Tshuva about marrying a Baal or Baalas Tshuva who's Altpogum. The Gemara says someone was born from a union where the parents were now makbid on Taras HaMishpacha, is something you should avoid. The Gemara calls it a pogum, a vlad pogum. So it's something you should avoid. So a number of gedolim of the previous generation, Ramesha, the Stipler, encourage people to ignore this. Why? So the Stipler gives a reason. The Stipler says over 2,000 years in Golus, everyone has a pagam somewhere up in the chain of, in the long chain of adults or parents. And of course, you talk to a Hasidic fellow, and he says, "What? You know, the Heilige Zaydis, you know?" So they the Hasidic world, they reject it very much. You know, they have no pagam all the way up. Ramesh in his tshuva writes the following, very interesting. He says that, what's a pagam? A pagam is that someone born from a union that's without Taras HaMishpacha is prone to have Midas rise. So he said, if you see in the person that she has Midas Tavis, so it's a kasha. The Gemara says a pogum doesn't have good Midas. So Ramesha writes two things. He writes, first of all, today, where the girls go to Beis Yaakov's, they go to schools and they learn things, so it has less of an effect. And then he adds, plus, if you see she's not a pogum, it's likely that month that her mother became pregnant with her, that maybe she went swimming in the ocean that month, and she was Yaitza Tfila Deraisa, so she was Tevelas Deraisa, and maybe the child's not a problem. But Ramesha there, so you don't bring a Raya Lahalocha from that tshuva. So Mestama Ramesha means that Deraisa, the Pagam is on a Chatzitza Deraisa, not the problem. What? I don't know. There's also a problem because the Hepsik Tara is a Daraisa, one bit is a Daraisa. So what does he mean? She checked herself. You're allowed to. It's just saying that it's when you date and you put things on both sides of the scale, this goes on one side, the other things that make it worthwhile. You know? Anyway, let's get back to Hilchos Chatzitza.
No,
she'll wait to go to a good mikvah. Okay. Now let's move on to Sifhei. We're continuing with the halachas of Sarais. Now, in the here, sometimes here becomes tangled and knotted. So the Chatchila, Ezra made a takana of Chafifa. Ezra made a takana that before a woman is teveles, she has to comb out the hair and try to make sure that there's nothing at all. And we learned that in Kuf Tzadik Tes, when we learn about preparations for the mikvah, we learn about Ezra's takana. Here the Shulchan Aruch talks about b'dieved. Shtei sarais ayaiser, sheyekshurim ke'echad, kesher echad, einam chaitetzim. The Gemara says that a chatzitza is only a tight knot. If you have two or more hairs that are knotted together, that's not a tight knot, and therefore that's not a chatzitza. The Ein Chilek, the Rama says, Beinim kosher beisaris and shtei saris, or shekosher beisaris b'fnei atzman. No difference if two hairs with the two other hairs are knotted, or the two hairs are knotted on themselves. We'll get to braids. V'sara acha shenikshura chaitzetzes, and one hair that is knotted is a chatzitza because that's tight. V'hu shetei makpedes aleh. That's only if she's makpedes. Aval amena makpedes aleh. She's not makped. Also la tefila. Atchiyeh roiv sara kosher nima nima b'fnei asman. Here you have to halka. Here we're saying that in order to be a chatzitza, what did we learn last week? Min ha-Taira, you need Raiv and Makpid to be a chatzitza. Min Rabbanan, either or. Either she's Makpedes, even on a small amount, it's a chatzitza. And Raiv, if you're not Makpid. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says one knot, that's one here that's knotted. If she's Makpedes on it, it's a chatzitza. If she's not, Achiyeh Raiv Saira Kosher Nima Nima Bifnei Atzma. Until Raiv over here is knotted, each hair separately. What's the problem?
Even if all of them are not
so one problem is, but you need Raiv of the Guf to be a Chatzitza. Hair doesn't cover Raiv of the body. Hair doesn't cover Raiv of the body. So here there's a Machlaikis, the Ga'inim, and the Rambam. The Shitas HaGa'inim, which the Rambam brings, occasionally the Rambam quotes, he doesn't often quote those who argue with him, but occasionally he brings the Ga'inim who disagree. The Ga'inim say that Raiv is either Raiv HaGuf or Raiv HaSeir. One or the other, it's measured independently. Look in the Gra Yud Aleph, Raiv Sara, Kein Kosov HaRambam B'Shem HaGa'inim. The Rambam quotes the Ga'inim who say that. Vehu cholak alayim, and the Rambam disagrees because of the roish nechshav imaguf, and the Rambam shita is that the head and the guf you need roiv of everything together, ubroiv haguf dafka, and here it's talking you have roiv haguf, and the hair is part of that roiv, so then it's chaytis b'diavad. V'arayvid hiskim b'hasogais ledivrei ga'inim v'chein das sharei paiskim, and the arayvid is maskim to the Ga'inim, and that's the das of the other Rishayim, the only Raila Devrayim, above a Kama Pebeis, the Raisa Liune, Dilma Maktir. Minatari, you have to check your hair, because it might be knotted. So what's the Kasha? Minatari, you have to check the hair, it might be knotted, even if it's knotted. Minatari, without Raiv, it's nothing. So it's a Raya that the hair is counted by itself. So this is the halacha that Raiv here is a problem. Doesn't happen much. I told you the other week that Raiv is a rare occasion, halacha l'maisa. But that is the halacha that Raiv, the hair is counted separately, and the body is counted separately. Now here, H-E-R-E, I'd like to add a ha'ara. The Sfas Emes, in his Pirush on the Gemara, in Mesechtes Sukkah, asked the Kasha. He says, think about it for a minute. I have a hair, and it's knotted. Even if you knot a hair, most of the hair is exposed to the water. Even if you make a knot in a hair, most of the hair is exposed to the water. So what's going on here? If you have most of the hairs, all the hairs have knots, so it says that that's a chatzitza, it's called raiv. Achei roiv sara kosher nima nima b'fnei atzmai. If roiv of the hair is knotted, one of each one separately, it's a chatzitza. But it's not true. Even if you have a knot in the hair, most of the hair is still exposed to the water. That's not right. So even according to the Ga'inim, there's no hechatimsa. The whole hechatimsa is hard to understand. What? If you have chatzitza on the body, then it's not exposed. If you have a chitzitz on most of the body,
if you have a little something on it, you have a scab or something,
it's not right. Right. So chitzitz on the body has to be there, comes right in the body. It has to be cast on most of the body. But on the hair, tied nima, it's not rive of the hair. So Semis is matzmiya, it lives in its sarachiyin. I don't know what teretz. Seems that if you have a single knot in the hair, the whole hair is considered to be ice tovel. Hard to understand.
Maybe it doesn't mean a single knot there. Maybe it means
the
hair has that sort of knots.
So rive of a hair has numerous knots. Even if it has numerous knots, it's really hard to calculate exactly. On each knot, the outer part is usually less than the inner part. The circle, the inner of the circle, is less than the outer. So it's a little hard to really to picture such a thing. So, okay, let's move on to Sivav. Sivav is the last sif about here. We'll discuss it in Sivav. Right, because we it's Rive Eina Makbid or Mir Makbid. So Mir is Chatzitz Ev Yomakbid and Rive Eina Makbid. Zokta Sivav. The last halachas of here, Seyar Shekineged Alev. Body here. Visheb Bezokon. We're talking about a lady. So he's talking about a man. A lady who has a beard. Visheb Bezokon Hanidvak Zebezeh. Machba Zeya. Chaitzitz. So here, if someone's hair is very sweaty, so sweaty that the hair sticks to each other, just finished running the marathon. So if it's on the it's body here or beard here, it's a chitzitza. Shebaroish shebebeis hashechi einai chitzitz. If it's on the hair of the head or the underarms, it's not a chitzitza. Why? So shach test lufisha ain adam makbin alav. That's a different society. They were not makbin on sweat in these parts of the body. Ubi isha b'nesua chaitzitz b'chaitzitz. A married woman, it is chaitzitz. I'm sorry. Ubi shabayse makim, and in the private part of the body, b'ish ain a chaitzitz. By a man, it's not chaitzitz. What's the nafkamina b'zman hazeh? B'ish. For Dina Geris. Men go to the mikveh today, they just get adjusted, jump in the mikveh, it's not a deraisa, we don't do iyun, we don't do anything. But a person who has to go for Geris needs a deraisa, needs iyun, chafifa, the whole business. So, be'ish einai chaitzitz, ubi'isha b'nesua chaitzitz, ubi'pnuya einai chaitzitz. So here, we make a difference in a nesua and a pnuya. Since a nesua is sometimes makbid, and we already learned last week, even if a person is sometimes makbid, that's enough to be a chatzitza all times. B'pnuya einacha, einachaitzitz. By a pnuya, it's nachaitz. Now, we're not going to learn the Ramah for a minute. What? When does it also figeris? The same thing, figeris. Or the last time before marriage. She's still a pnuya at that time, and she's still... So here we have these halachas. Now these halachas are not complicated.
The last but before marriage would be the same thing as Nesuya, because she's Makbedis. Why? What's the time for Nesuya? Because the Tav says.
So is the last time before marriage enough, since she's also to be married after she goes through this change of marriage?
No.
So every single girl, eventually she'll get married.
No, because at this point, if it's that way, if it's going to be that way, it's going to be stuck together. She could be stuck in the Tanah and the
I would think she has to already be in that state. She's preparing for that state. I would think that. Needs achra. Anyway, again, the mechaber is relatively easy. And again, we're going to have a ramah that makes a lot of confusion. Before that, just to talk about the mechaber for a minute, there's one other hakdama to dinei chatzitza that I have to give you, which the Sidri Tara discusses here. The body has three parts to it. As far as chatzitz is concerned, there's the exposed part of the body, which is basically what we learn about. The exposed part of the body, we have the rules of chatzitz that we're discussing. There are the parts of the body that are called balua, in the body. If somebody had surgery and they stitched up, he had a hernia, they stitched up his stomach, that's not a chatzitz because there's no water that's going into the stomach. So that's called a mokom balua. A swallowed up part of the body which is not, there's no chatzitza in a mokka in Balua. I'll tell you, Agav, that you know, you put out a psak on the Keurig machines. They hold you could use it without tefillin, without tevilling it, because it gets ruined when you tevil it, which I mentioned to you last year. I've tevilled three of them so far, and they all work perfectly well. But Keurig coffee machines. But that's not my point. My point is, they write that even if you tevil, it doesn't help, because inside there's a metal reservoir, and that metal reservoir, the water doesn't get to it when you tevil it, because it's closed. It only opens when it, the machine tells it to open. So I disagree with that, because the metal reservoirs are mokin balua. And balua, there's no chatzitza. I just spoke to Shlomo Miller about it in Toronto, and he feels also it's a mokin balua. And mokin balua is not a, there's no chatzitza. Getting back to us, a body has three parts. The outer part, which has regular rules of chatzitza. The mokin balua, which has no dine chatzitza. And an area called beis hastorim. Beis Hastorim is, for example, the mouth. What is the Beis Hastorim? It's a place which where a chatzitza is ma'akiv, is a kepeda of chatzitza. However, you don't actually have to have water getting there. When you're tovel, you don't have to open your mouth to get water into the mouth. But a chatzitza in the teeth is a chatzitza. Why is that so? If the water doesn't go there anyway, why does the chatzitza matter? The answer is that the Beis Hastorim has to be roi l'bias mayim, and it doesn't need bias mayim itself. The same thing is true about the eyeball. You don't have to open your eyes when you're tovel. You can close your eyes. But it has to be roi l'bias mayim. It has to be roi for water to come in. And therefore, there's an area of the body called Beis Hastorim, and that Beis Hastorim needs roi l'bias mayim and doesn't need bias mayim. We will have another chilik that the din Torah of Iyun, there's a Xeris HaKosov that you need to be ma'ayin, you have to check your body. If a person travels without checking, it's ma'akiv, even there's no chatzitza. Iyun is a requirement. Iyun is a requirement on the guf and not on the Beis Hastorim, for reasons we'll learn. The Svara Beis Hastorim we'll get to. But this is a halacha psuka that the Beis Hastorim needs what we call roila bias ma'ayin, and it doesn't need bias ma'ayin. The Sidrei Torah here clears regarding the underarms. If the underarms are called Beis Hastorim or not. Why? When you walk around normally, the arm covers the underarms. A woman who tivels doesn't raise her arms to expose her underarms. And therefore, he has a chakira whether the Beis HaShechi that we're learning about here has a din of Beis Hastorim or not. There's no nafkamina din of chatzitza pashtus. But there's an afkamina if Iyun is ma'akiv. The din of Iyun and Chafifa, that you have to check the body, and as you're made at the Kari, you have to comb. Does that apply to the Beis HaShechi as well? The Sidrei Torah brings four Rishonim who say Beferish that it's a Beis HaStorim. He says he's not aware of others who argue, and therefore that's his Hachra, that the Beis HaShechi is called the Beis HaStorim. Now I say this because it's not what you usually think of. Usually we think of a cavity of the body, the eye, the mouth, the ears, the nose. But here we're talking about a part of the body which can be exposed if you lift your arms. But since you're tovel in a normal standing position, therefore that's called the Beis HaStorim. Chatzitza is ma'akiv. But Iyun is not ma'akiv. We'll have other kulas of Beis HaStorim that we'll get to.
Maybe don't tovel with
their arms up. Oh, they tovel with their hands like this. We'll have later the position. They don't lift their arms over their heads, no. So they hold it to their body. So so this is the din of Beis HaShechi. Now we come to a Ramah. And again, in all these halachas and Sif Beis through Vav of the Seyar, the Mechaber is very clear. And we had the Ramah and Sif Dalet, and now the Ramah and Sif Vav. This Ramah, which we're about to learn, as unusual as it sounds, is the basis for dealing with many, many of the shailas halacha lemaisa that come up today. Now, I'm not asking for your opinion on the medical facts in this Ramah, because we are going to find it very strange. Let's learn the given of the Ramah. Let's learn what he says. Va'oisan, and those women, Sheesh lahem kimin kliyay sarais. They have braided hair, devukai zubazu, very tightly braided. Who does this? Who braids the women's hair? Vinasis balaila al yidei shade. And this happens to women, they go to sleep, their hair is not braided. And they wake up with braided hair and shade them braided during the night. Visakona lahasiram. And it's a sakana. To undo the braids is a sakana to the person. Now this is given. No one's arguing with these facts. The Ramah says, loy chaitzi. It's not a chatzitza. Now we are going to have to figure out why it's not a chatzitza. The mitzias, that there were women, I'm not aware of any woman to whom this has happened lately, but there was a time, there were women who went to sleep with their hair not braided, and woke up with hair braided al yedei shade, and it was known to be a sakana to undo the braids. This was an accepted fact in the time of the Ramon, the 15th century. The Shach and the Taz, the Gra, none of them seem to have a hard time understanding that such a metzias existed. And therefore, we will assume that such a metzias existed, notwithstanding the fact that the Rambam holds Shadim don't exist. But we're going to deal with the facts the way the Rambam presents them. Rambam presents such a given fact, and I rather did a search on the Oitzer HaChachma to find if anybody talks about it. I did find, Mendy made a joke, that there's a sefer, I think, Mishnas Yosef, must be from a Chassidish Paisik, who writes that this is the reason that the ladies should shave their hair when they get married, wow. So they shouldn't have this issue with the shade in the middle of the night. So I don't know, by us, we also don't have issue with shade in the middle of the night. We don't shave our hair, so you know, each person could do it his way or her way. But we're dealing now with this din. Now this din is a very serious din, as much as the mitzias is foreign to us. Apparently there was a Shinei HaTeva in this area, because hard to imagine that this was all things that people dreamt up, that they went to sleep with their hair normal and woke up braided. Apparently it happened. Our question is, why? Why is this not a chatzitza? Why is it not a chatzitza? The hair is braided tightly. Okay, so if that's a heter, then it's easy heter. We'll have to see. We'll see in a minute. Now, I want to point out to you what the issue here is. The issue here is the following. Should we learn from this Ramah, a halacha, that if a woman has a medical need for a chatzitza, she has a medical need for something on her body, she'd be makbid if she wasn't sick, she'd be makbid. But now that she's ill, she needs to have, let's say they put in a rubber port for a woman who needs chemotherapy. So the port, it could be something which is, it's a way to deliver the chemotherapy. So the question is this a chatzitza? Now a normal woman doesn't want a piece of rubber sticking into her veins. But this woman, she needs it. So the question now becomes a very important question. Should we learn from here, and don't rush to Paskim, let's see what the Paskim say. Should we learn from here a Chiddush, that if a woman has something on her body, so it's a miyot, makpedes matters. If she really would be makpedes, but now she's not a makpedes because she has a medical need for it to be there, is that called ena makpedes and she ketayvel? Or should we say, no, she's makpedes, she's stuck, so she has it there. That is the issue which the Paiskim are going to discuss based on understanding the psak of this Rabbah. Again, we're not dealing with the question of Shadim exist or don't exist, whether these things happen or don't happen, that's not the issue. The issue is the Rabbah tells us it happened. A woman woke up, Sara Kluais, and he brings a psak from the Mordechai that it's not a chatzitza. And nobody argues with it. Question is why. What? Okay, good. We'll see that in a second. Ramosha is explaining this Ramah. We're going to get to that. Ramosha is going on this Ramah. The assumption would be, let us say, that it's not Rav. Kishroi ve'edim akpedes would be a problem. That again will depend on the four reasons. We're going to have four reasons for this Ramah. And the reason I'm saying yes.
It looks like, that's what I said, the Ramah looks like he holds like the Rambam, not like the Goyim. Because he holds that.
No, it's not, say it's not right. Maybe it's not right.
It's not right. Because it couldn't be the Goyim, but it's all the right and it's right. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Who says it's right? Maybe, I don't know how it worked. Maybe it got two piggy braids and the rest of the hair was good. Yeah. So.
Is the Kedah based on what people in this situation are maxed out, or in general, people are maxed
it depends on her. Right, if she's makpedes lepa'amim, we learned last week, if she's makpedes lepa'amim, even in this situation, she's not a makpedes. Even if she's only back when she needs dough, that's enough to be a chatzitza. So this situation is not enough. It has to be a broader this situation. It's a life situation, not a momentary situation. And that's the issue.
In other words, do you look at people who are in this situation, would they be makpedes?
Okay. Okay. Let's see the reasons that are given. Now, before we start, I have to point out to you Sif Yud. You see Sif Yud? Ritiyah sha'ala maka chaitzetis. It's a machaber. No comment. Everyone agrees. A band-aid is a chatzitza. Even if you need the band-aids. Even though, normally, you don't want band-aids on your hand. But if you have a deep cut, you want a band-aid. Or even if it's a band-aid for something more serious. A band-aid is a chatzitza. A cast, similarly, is a chatzitza. It's a ritiya shalamaka. So we can't just say, you're right, one second, we can't just say that any medical thing, if a normal person wants it, it's good. No, it says ritiya shalamaka chatzitza. Now, your saying is the ritiya you could take on and put off. Maybe that's a teretz. Let's see. Let's see the reasons. Look at the Gilyam Ashah. The Gilyam Ashah brings a collection of the reasons that are offered. Now, three reasons are brought in the Mardukhai and one in the Lavush. The Gilyam Ashah brings them all together. So,
which one?
The one that says Gilyam Ashah, Simikov Tzadichesiv Vav Bahaga. It should be the first Gilyam Ashah. Va'oisan Shieshlan Kimi Kliyais, Visakona Lahasiram Loichaiti, Yesh Bozeh Kamatamim. He says there are a number of reasons. Aleph, Mishum De'ena Makpedes. Okay, that's the Levush's reason. She's not Makpedes, and that's where all the Lumdis is going to defy Makpedes for people with medical chatzitzas. All has to do with reason Aleph. Let's go to reason Beis. Reason Beis, some of you mentioned, Mishum De'havi Yosem Anima Achas. Because we said it's only a chatzitza if it's one here, which is tied around itself. Here, a braiding is many hairs, and many hairs, we said, is not a chatzitza. Gimel, what? So what do I need the Ramah? You're right. One second. Gimel, Mishum Kivan de Mahadik Tuva, since the braiding, a shade does a good job. So when a shade braids it, it's very tight. Zebezeh. Hava ki balua ubeisa starim. It's like a part of the body which is balua, which is doesn't need water, or ubeisa starim. Deloy mitame. Kim loy mitame lechaisi. A balua ubeisa starim is not mitame. That's the source. That's achayitz. Now sif beis and gimel are opposites. Just think for a minute before you. Sif beis was that it's very loose. Sif gimel is that it's very tight. So the Aruch HaShulchan explains that Beis and Gimel, which are both in the Mardukhai, means Mamon HaShach. If it's loose, so it's B'chal not a Chatzitza. If it's tight, so then it should have a din like a Beis HaStarim. Now, a normal Chatzitza that's tight is not a Beis HaStarim because it's not going to stay that way. But here it's going to stay that way, so Mamon HaShach. If it's loose, it's loose. If it's tight, it's tight. It should be like a Beis HaStarim, so it's going to stay that way. So, for our purposes, we're going to call Tam Beis and Gimel one reason. It's a Mamon HaShach of reason Beis and Gimel.
That's the thing. If Beis HaStarim, you don't have to do Iyun, but Chatzitza.
Yeah, but the thing that's naturally there, if your two teeth are tied against each other, it's not a Chatzitza. Foreign matter is a Chatzitza. Uh-huh. But what's naturally there is not a Chatzitza. I don't know why the Lashon is used together. They're two really two different. They're used in the Pesachim differently. So maybe it means either Balua or Beis HaStarim. I'm not sure. But Sif Beis, we said, braided here. is a chatzitza. We said if something is stuck in, what is it saying? We said if there's a ribbon. And Sif Bey says, "Ezra Chayes Achutei Tevuch Tepishim Mitzui Shakarcham Asaya Barayish Egloish Terapei Vimhein Besay Kli Asara Einamayel Ripayin." There was talking about ribbons that are stuck into braided hair. Okay, it may be Besay Kli Asara Einamayel Beber. What? It means that you have Chutei Tzemer Vechutei Pishim Ritzuais that are Besay Kli Asara. That are stuck in. There we weren't talking if the kliya itself is an issue. Right? We're talking there where a ribbon is stuck in. Although I should tell you that the braiding itself, if it's tight, is certainly a chatzitza. The Ramah is only saying because it's a sakana to remove it. A tight braid with what it can't get in is certainly a chatzitza. Because it's not based on astarim unless you're going to keep it that way. A regular braid, we had one day you want braided here, one day you don't want braided here, so that's a chatzitza. Here, it could be a base of starim because it's going to stay that way. I don't know how long they kept it that way, but they kept the braid for a very long time. So there, it's a question of being base of starim. Okay, let's see reason Dalit. Reason Dalit is the other crucial reason. Kivan de loy matzi legalcha b'mnei sakana. Since it's not possible to cut them, to shave that here because of sakana, haba revise, k'may darbina bo'ober, dahayinu revise. Now here I have to explain the concept of Hainu Revise. It's something we will discuss numerous times later in Hilchas Chatzitza. Hainu Revise means that something is a natural way. Revise means it's the way it grows. The Gemara says it about a pregnant woman. A woman who's pregnant. So when she's Teiveles, not only is her tefillah good for her, her tefillah is good for a child as well. A woman, a pregnant guy who's Megayer, could be Megayer the Uber as well. So the Gemara says, Hainu Revise, it's a normal way that it is. Since it's the normal, if you hold Uber Yerachima, it's Pashim. But if you hold Bilav Yerachima, it's Hainu Revise, it's a normal way for it to be. It's a way it grows, so to speak. And there are no chatzitzes by Hainu Revise. Now, to go from there to here is a big stretch. We're saying since there, Hainu Revise, say here too. So here also, you're going to say that the shade who tied this up, that becomes Hainu Revise. So now we're going to have to understand what that means. Hainu Revise is normal way. What do you mean it's normal? It's very abnormal. The shade tied it up. So we have to understand, find a Hesber in Hainu Revise. So we have here four Hesberim. The middle two, some call it the first two. It's the first two in the Mordechai. Tam Aleph is the Lavush's reason, and the next three are the Mordechai's reason. The first two have to do with tight and loose, okay, so in Kabbalah and the Kabbal. The last reason, the reason of Hainu Revise, is also something that the Poskim are going to deal with. What it means, Hainu Revise, that you could have something which nature put into place, the Sidra Torah says, something that nature puts into place, that's Hainu Revise. If that's the way it grows on a person, so that's normal. However, if it's not natural, it's something that came from outside reasons, so that's a very big chiddush to say, Hainu Revise. So these are the four reasons that we have. And it's a shame. Now we're going to have to see how to pass it.
This thing they couldn't undo the grade.
What?
They
could not undo it as a sakana to undo it.
No, no, you can't shave it off.
Because it's undoing it is also sakana.
He doesn't mention undoing it.
It's also sakana. Okay. Okay. All right, so this is the challenge that we have to understand this Ramah. As I said, the Dino of here are easy, except for these two Ramahs. The Ramah Sifdal and the Ramah Sifdal. So here, we need to learn the Tshuvas Parim Irais, which is quoted here in Pischei Tshuva Hei. I will point out to you that the Chassam Sofer, we're already getting to almost the year 1800. Chassam Sofer here has a case with a woman who, because of sakana, has to keep her hair tightly packed together with glue of some sort. And if not, it'll be a sakana. I don't think, can you understand medically today how you would have such a thing? This woman, she has to use wax to keep her hair tight, and if she loosens her hair, it'll be sakana. We don't understand it. Some sofer has a tshuva which he brings, which apparently it was a normal, accepted thing in his time. So there are two possibilities. Either the metzias changed, or they were cuckoo. They had their own witchcraft, their own voodoo medicine. And FLP can, you have to paskin according to the Chochmas Hazman. So I don't know which one you prefer. You know, the Rambam gave us a license to be skeptical about earlier medical things, but it's hard to understand that all of the medical things that they talked about, matter of factly, were ridiculous. It's more mustaver that there was a Shinei Ateva. Be that as it may, Rabbi Yaakov used to say that Shinei Ateva, in my lifetime, there was Shinei Ateva. Now, Rabbi Yaakov lived almost 100 years, so it wasn't. He said about Vestas. He said, when he grew up, every woman had a Vest Kavua. Rameyer in the Gemara holds a woman with a Vest Sheina Kavua is not allowed to get married. Rameyer is Chayshish Lemiyuta. A woman has a Vest Sheina Kavua, so how would women get married today? You know, no woman has a Vest Kavua today. I tell people, if we were passing like Rameyer, then women would still have a Vest Kavua. So it wouldn't have changed. But there was a Shinei Ateva, certain things changed. Now, whatever reason, we're dealing again with Pesachei Tshuva, with the facts as they are presented. So let's learn the Panim Iris. The Panim Iris here is a Tshuva which is quoted and debated as far as how to apply the Ramah. So let's try carefully to learn it. It's Pesachei Tshuva, hey? He says, I have a Tshuvis Ovi Adoni Zikni Panim Iris Chelepesim Kovav Shekasim. Hachamayri Afilu Imroiv Sarois Devukais. Here we're talking even if most of the hair is stuck. Why didn't the Mordechai go with the Levush's reason? Levush said she's not makbid. Does the Mordechai argue? Dr. Panamiris, no. Everyone agrees to the Levush's reason that this is called Eina Makpedes. Right away, that's an important din. Everyone agrees it's Eina Makpedes. We'll get back to that. But he says this was talking about Roiv Sarais. Since it's Raib, Eina Makpedes is not enough of a reason. So Mordechai had to give his three reasons. Because of Tam Nesh Eina Makpedes. Because of Oid B'Isha, Shechalsa. Now here the Panim Iris is presenting a medical case. A woman is ill. Va'omru Haraifim. And the doctor said, She ain't Takana. Elim Kain Taseh Marlakin. She has a door of four called Marlakin. Shach Yud Aleph calls it Marlakin as well. Apparently it was a known medical thing. The EF Shalasais Imlai. You can only do it the following way. Shemifazrim Beroisha Samim Ketushin Kamai Kemach. First they spread in our head, or means in our hair, something like flour. And that causes, it's a gluey thing that causes the hair to stick. Maybe it was flour. It sticks together. And that is part of the refuah, to stick the hair together. If you're going to wash out these salmon, then the disease is going to return. So she wants the tevil. Apparently a quick tefillah is not going to rid the hair of the salmon. If she's going to wash it well, then it will. It'll be a sakana. The yesh lefakfek and tuch halitvol kein. So now he says, I'm misupik, does it work? Let's look at the Ramah's three reasons. Shtei tamim arishayim sheba Mordechai. The two first reasons, which are based on Gimel and the Marsha, loy shaychi, elabais, and kliyais, hanasis, manasareis, atzman. That's the question, whether it's tight or not tight, has to do with the hair itself. Avaloi bezeshnas loy dey dover acher. Not when it's made through something else. Vegambeis tamim acherim yeshafakik benidin shalafaneinu. And he starts to be mefakrik of Heino Revise, or even of Eina Makpedes. Vehela de Ein Lahakel, and the psak of the Panim Iris is not to be meikel. Elam Kain Nisharoi Sarisel Shaloi Niklu. Os Havemiyat She Eina Makbid. Veloi Chaytzi Elamid Rabbanan. Samchina Shapi Arayf Emum Chashoy Mishyalo Refuah Edeze. Var Revise. What is the shell of the Rabbanan? He's willing to rely on this svar of Heino Revise. So the bottom line of the Panim Iris is to be misupik in the Heino Revise, and to say for a Drabonon you can be Mekel, for Deraisa you have to be Machmir. By Misidre Tara, in brackets, he is Misidre Tara is a cotton yotesh, Evi Gamke. He brings the pot of Meir, it's a cotton yotesh, Dvar of the Chayim Ladia, Umisayim, Val Kapanim. Bechol Saras, Ebrev Saras, Shalav, Adi, Osalas, Kain Lechatchila, Ide, Tachpashis, Vasamim. Chatchila, don't do it to rave of the hair. Vim Osasakain, Uchaitis, Betfila. And if you do it, then it is a Chatzitza. Vayim Chusam, Cypher, Shakosav, Oidis, Isha, Sharaitz, and Ladabik, Sarisel, Bishaiva. Let's say Rechafua. So I mentioned that some Saifa has women for Rechafua need to use wax. Pshita Shechaitzit, Akele Shakli Vitori, Vichuvas Panam Iris, Vesidritara, Ele De Samit Achpushi, Shem Asmane Mechaitzin, El Shadiba Kasaro Chaitzit, Ah Shakli Vitari Shaklai Machir Revise, Makama Kimiskimu Le Isser, Ale De Shaiva, Shashaiva Vatsma Chaitzit, then Le Shaklai Machir Revise, Pshita Chaitzit Chalila Lahakul Kla, Akamashem. So we have here a problem. The problem is that Pesach Tshuva is quoting a list. The Panim Iris, Sidrei Tara, some cipher, and some cipher is really a different case, but they're saying that this heter is something of a suffix, if it's Haida Ravise, and they're willing to be makel by a shayla of a derabanan, and machmir by a shayla of a deraisa, and they're not adding a whole lot in the way of explanation. Now, the Sidrei Tara, it's said, the Omakon of the Ga'inim, that here is right, is considered right. Now here, if you look at the Sidrei Tara, he does add one sentence, which Rav Moshe takes to be the Ikra Lahalacha. It's not only Rav Moshe's Chiddush, it's Rav Moshe based on the Sidrei Tara in a part that's not quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva. The Sidrei Tara says the following. He says that the Ramah was only makel that it's called Eina Makpedes, because it's a sakana. If it wouldn't have been a sakana, it would be a health issue, but not a sakana health issue, then it would be a different story. Then it would be called Makpedes. And that is the stira to Sifyot. A band-aid is not a sakana. And since a band-aid is not a sakana, so that's a teretz. Sif Ramah is sakana, Sifyot is non-sakana. Now, and I remember there are other terutzim on the stira, but Rav Moshe Nemzon in the first Chelak of Igros Moshe, and I think it's Tshuva Tzadik Zayin, Tzadik Ches, Rav Moshe has a few very fundamental tshuvas on Dinyanei Chatzitza. And there, Rav Moshe gives the following guideline to the issue. Now, before I go further, Rav Moshe's tshuva is about fillings, permanent fillings, being a Chatzitza. We all take on, like Olive Bays, a temporary filling, people call it Shilas. Permanent filling. Anybody ever heard of shayla? It's a chatzitza. Never heard of shayla. It's a chatzitza. They say that the brisk is in Eretz Yisrael. It's true that they're marked that even a permanent filling is a chatzitza, and therefore the ladies lose their teeth pretty quickly. But I don't know what to tell you. This is what they say. If it's so, I don't know. You know, not everyone in brisk is marked. If the brisk is a marked, it's a handful. But the point is that it's not so pashut. The Chacham Sadim writes about permanent fillings that he's not sure. What's a shayla? Shaila is a permanent filling a chatzitza. It's a miyot, but it's makpedes. You don't want metal in your teeth. Now you're willing to have metal in your teeth if under this situation it's considered normal. Is that enough? That's the Ramah. Is that this Ramah? So Rav Moshe gives the following gather. He says that whenever a person has a chatzitza and he's saying, what normal people are saying, I can't wait to get rid of it. I can't wait to get rid of it. Now I'm stuck with it. I can't wait, a cast. A person with a cast says all the time, I can't wait to get rid of the cast. Now if you have a band-aid, you don't bother saying, I can't wait to get rid of the band-aid, but you're also itching to get rid of the band-aid, sometimes literally, sometimes figuratively, but you want to get rid of the band-aid. When a person's attitude is, I want to get rid of it, but I'm stuck, so that is a chatzitza. Stitches, for example, are a problem. A person has stitches, it's an issue because you want to get rid of it. Rav Moshe says braces are chatzitza. Braces are something a person wants to get rid of. And therefore, braces, certainly for cosmetic reasons, are a chatzitza issue. However, Rav Moshe says that a sakana, when somebody has something b'mnei sakana, he's sameach ba. He's not, doesn't have agmas nefesh about it. the person is sameach that he has it there. His attitude is not, I want to get rid of it. His attitude is, thank God that it's there. It's saving him from sakana. So Rav Moshe writes that makpedes has to do with the attitude of normal people. The attitude of normal people on medical things is, on a regular medical thing, is that it's a pain. You want to get rid of it. A retia shalamaka. Masha'enken, when a person is in a situation of sakana, they hope they shouldn't need it. But they're not, the point isn't that they're sitting there waiting to get rid of it, that it's bothersome to them. And therefore, Rav Moshe says that's the geder hadavar. Now, when it comes to permanent fillings, it's not sakana, but permanent fillings, no one walks around saying, I can't wait to get rid of it. It's something that's permanent. As a matter of fact, Rav Moshe says, if you take it out, you just put it in the one. It's not something that you ever get rid of. Once a person gets a permanent filling, he's not getting rid of it. The chatzitza of retia shalamaka is makpedes. What does kepeda mean? It means the person is conscious of a desire to get rid of it. If you're not conscious of a desire to get rid of it, then it doesn't have a din chatzitza. And who adin anything that's a mnei sakana? This saris kluais, this woman is happy that kluai, if the kliya would come apart, will be a sakana. Why exactly? I'm not sure.
She's but happy today. She's wearing it because her teeth are all crooked.
No, we can argue about braces when we get to teeth. We'll talk about what the place can say. They talk about braces needed for medical reasons as opposed to... So Rav Moshe adds about a temporary filling that if someone has a temporary filling and it's comfortable in the mouth, there's no physical reason that a person would want it out, or Moshe says not a chatzitza. Sometimes the temporary filling has a sharp edge, and you know it's temporary. You leave it there, but you really don't want it. What?
A crown, a temporary crown.
Temporary crown sometimes has a sharp edge. So Moshe says that it's a problem, that it's a chatzitza issue. However, if it's a comfortable temporary filling, a temporary crown, so Moshe says it's not a chatzitza because the person doesn't have the attitude. I can't wait to get rid of it. Yeah, you're going to have to get it. It's not permanent. Eventually, it's going to fall apart. But I've already had a temporary filling for 12 months, and it didn't fall apart. So I didn't get around to going back. But eventually, I had to get around to getting back. But so these things are not a chatzitza for that reason. This is what? The port, I think, there's a second serif by a port. There's a tshuva in the Netziv, which I hope to get to. But this reason, the person needs it there, is happy it's there. The sameach, it's there. Without a port, they would have to stick needles in every time. And therefore, whatever the explanation. But the point is that it's not a chatzitza if it's there for a type of an illness where a person is sameach that it's there. That's Rav Moshe's geder in explaining the chiddush of the levush, the geder of Eina Makpedes. Hanu Ravise, we still have to talk about. But that's his thing. What?
So is this the same
gather? This is the Ramaz gather. He doesn't say it about the. I'm saying it about the port. He said the same tshuva, the filling, or anything that's a mnei sakana, any medical thing that's a mnei sakana. He says that that's all the same gather. It's a chatzitza of a person goes around and talking about trying to get rid of it. Now, this is Rav Moshe's Hagdara, which is the psak, at least in America, the yeshiva world, the general psak.
The port is usually only for a fixed period of time. The person doesn't pull at this time and he doesn't need it anymore.
A temporary filling is also for a fixed period of time.
Yeah, but it's been changed to the regular port.
That's true.
So the port wants to get rid of it.
Eventually. So we can argue about it. I think when we talk about the braces, we'll argue about that. But anyway, this is the psak of Rav Moshe. Now there is a divrei chayim that I think the chassidish world deals with. There are a number of achrayim who try to explain in different ways this Ramah. There's a divrei chayim and there's a ksav sefer. They're both, in a way, more mekel. The ksav sefer in general is more mekel. The ksav sefer is the big mekel. Ksav sefer says a band-aid is different. Band-aid people patch go with. They take off, they put on. It's not there permanently. This Ramah means something permanent. Yes, Hakana. Yes, Hakana. If it's there and no one's taking it off, no one's putting it on. So I don't know. The Ksav Sefer might hold a cast. It's also good. I don't know what he would hold. A cast, the stitches, he may hold that. It's also good. Like Shamanu, Paiskim, that should hold that. I don't know if you can physically tell me what a cast that is. They have plastic casts today. So I never heard that someone should pass me. This is the Ksav opinion. The Divrei Chaim has an opinion which is followed by a lot of the Chassidish Paiskim. Divrei Chaim makes the difference between something that's on for 30 days or more and something that's on for less than 30 days. He says permanent means 30 days. We find in Chazal that 30 days is a chash of a period of time. So he says, this Rama is talking about things that are there for 30 days or more. That's Eina Makpedes. Now, if it's something you're going to take off and put on, this time he'd agree to Ksav Seifer. But it means it's there to be there for more than 30 days. However, the Ritiya, a normal Ritiya, we talk about a Band-Aid, it's not there for more than 30 days. So that is the Geder. Now, he doesn't mean that if you have a real Chatzitza, it should automatically be good. But he means to say is that something is there for a positive reason, and it's going to be there for more than 30 days, it's good. So a cast is, most casts are not 30 days. Maybe if you held 30 days, maybe it all is good. I don't know. But you see, the other problems with the cast, the problem with the cast is that the length of the cast is arbitrary to a great degree. It's made to immobilize the joint. And it's hard to say what's absolutely medically necessary and what's not. But anyway, what they do with a temporary filling is they, what? Is it roughly all the way through? I guess it depends if it's swollen. If an ankle cast is, the ankles get swollen. If water gets through and through, then obviously it's good. I knew a kala at our wedding who had a cast. And they went, sawed off the cast. She went to the mikveh and they put a cast on again. So for the picture, she had a clean cast, no signatures on it. But that's what they did. At any rate, according to Rechayim, what they do in the Chassidish circles on a temporary filling is when she goes to the mikveh, they leave it for 30 days. I'm not sure if it means 30 days from the day of the mikveh or 30 days from the day it's put on. I was told by Reb Leib Willig, the Rosh Kedel by us, who was Rav of Klosenberg Chassid, which is the Rechayim. So he told me that they do is they tell the lady, you can't make another appointment until 30 days. She says, fine. Goes to the mikveh. In the meantime, they make an appointment for less than 30 days. As long as when she's teveles, she thinks it's there for 30 days, it's good enough. Now, I don't know if that works twice. You know, the second time already, you have to tell her, this doesn't work twice. You know, the second time, you really got to do it. She says, okay. And then you change it afterwards, maybe a second time. But this is their mahaloch, since it's taka mental, it depends on the makpedes. So they go with such a share of 30 days. At any rate, so I'm not sure how they understand it. I do want to mention that in the Badei HaShulchan, he talks here about stitches. He says stitches are a problem. I think that's the conventional thinking, that stitches that are on the surface of the body are a problem. Stitches in the mouth as well are a problem. I ask when people say there are stitches underneath, if you can feel it with your tongue. If you can feel the stitches with your tongue, it's an exposed part of the body. Then it's an issue. He writes that stitches that are made to melt, to dissolve, are not a problem. I don't understand what's the difference if they eventually dissolve or they're eventually removed. It's hard for me to understand the difference. So here, I don't know, by a Shulchan as a Kula that I don't understand. What's the difference if it melts? It doesn't melt. What? It's not part. Melting just means it falls apart. It doesn't mean it's permanent. It falls apart. If it's more than 30, if it stays more than 30 days. All right, so what we have done is we have completed the halachas of the hair. This Ramah and the rule of Hainu Revise, which we didn't explain, and the Gedra Makpedes will continue to come up in the session.